They say it will take until February to get the infrastructure in place because there's a kind of elaborate certification system that's required for a company to qualify for this program.
Now, I thought there were women business set-asides. Has that not been the case before?
It has not. The Congress passed the program, brace yourself, 10 years ago.
I've heard of government moving slowly, but this is a little bit ridiculous.
Right. I think it may be a world record, even for the government. The Bush administration, you know, was not friendly to affirmative action programs. And so they studied and restudied and restudied their restudy and kicked the thing down the road until they left office.
So what will it actually mean to have these rules in place? They're anticipated, what, any time now, right?
The rule is in place. The effective date is February.
Okay. And so what does the difference between having them in place, what happens now as opposed to what happened before?
Right. Now, starting in February, government agencies will actually be able to set aside contracts in certain areas for woman-owned businesses. It doesn't apply to all kinds of contracts. It's only a specified number of industries where woman-owned firms were found to be underrepresented in the federal market.
And so for women-owned businesses, if those folks are out there, what do they need to do to be to enter into the program?
There is a whole long list of hoops to jump through. You can go two places. First of all, on our website, setasidealert.com, we have a list of the industries that will be eligible. There are 83 of them.
There you go. We'll save people from reading all 83.
Right. And then SBA has a website set up on their website, sba.gov/WOSB. That stands for Woman-Owned Small Businesses. And that gives you the rules and the things you have to do to prove your eligibility.
And this also means that there'll probably be a lot of big companies looking to partner with these women-owned businesses. And I mean, I know for some of the set-aside programs, there are actually places almost where the matchmakers take place.
There's Met or Protégé programs for some of them, and there will be one for the woman-owned businesses, but I don't believe it's in place yet.
And so what are you watching for in the coming, leading up to February?
I think the main thing is whether SBA gets this IT infrastructure in place, because the woman-owned business has to file such things as a birth certificate to prove you're a woman and articles of incorporation to show that a woman owns a majority of the business. These things have to be filed in a website that does not yet exist. And so that's the first hurdle that SBA has to get over in making the program a reality.
And the provisions of this, contracts can be set aside in amounts up to about $3 million. Did I have that number correct?
Up to $3 million, or for manufacturing, up to $5
million. And where do the hub zones play a role in here as well?
This is a separate program from the hub zone program.
Okay. So these are all treated separately, the service disabled and the hub zone, and it's not like you can pile a bunch of them on top of one another.
Well, you can, actually. You can be a twofer or a threefer.
And as you say, the next step is getting all the certification in place so they can actually confirm that women-owned businesses are actually women-owned businesses.
That's right. The companies can self-certify, but they have to file documentation to prove that they're really eligible.
Did the law have any associated, I know there's a general goals set aside, for set-aside programs. Were there any set-aside for this particular program?
There has been for several years a goal for woman-owned businesses of 5% of all federal contract dollars. The government has never reached that. They've been doing about 3.5%. And the hope is that the set-aside will make it possible to reach that goal or perhaps exceed it.